Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we began yesterday Simin Tof Reish Samach Dalet, and that's where we begin today on the second line Kuf Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber tells us we're learning the halachos of the Hoshanas of our Rava, Hoshana Rabba. Yesh Misha Omer brings down his opinion. You can see in the Ber Hagola, this is from the Beis Yosef. Sha'af biyom zeh mekifim belulov velo bar Rava. He says that on Hoshana Rabba you make the seven circles or rotations, the alkafas, around the bima, you do that holding the lulav and not the arava, which is, of course, the way that we, in fact, do this. Albeit, the Mechaber says, v'lo na'agu kein. He brings that again from the Beis Yosef. Of course, the Beis Yosef is the Mechaber, but that's what Be'er Gola shows you is the source of his statement for this, that is not the commonly accepted custom. Elo hakif bo gam ba'arava. He says that we do the arava for the alkafas, seemingly with the lulav, albeit we'll see that is not the commonly accepted practice. When we get to Siv Zayin, we'll see what the Ramah's recommendation is, which is what most people probably do, which is that we do the hakafos of the seven times around the bima on Hoshana Rabbah, holding the lulav and esrog, and not the specific additional hoshanas, and then we drop the lulav and esrog, we put it down, and we take the hoshanas at some point in time when we're saying all those pismonim about Mayim. So now we go weiter. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudalit tells us, Rosh Lomar, Kimo B'yam Makodim. We do the same thing that we do the other days of Sukkot. Shein Not L'Arava. We don't take the Arava separately. We take it bound as part of the Lulav. Shalahuk Ba'arava, Rak L'Yom Zeh. Because the rabbi set up this custom of Zeichel Mikdash only on the seventh day, as we discussed in yesterday's shir.
Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Tesvav. He says, V'tama Dover, the reason why they had this custom was the Begamari is Plukta Imakifim B'Lulav Be'Arava. What's this whole machlokas? Do you go around with the Lulav and the Dalet Minim, or do you go around with just the Arava, the special Arava for Hoshana Rabbah? So it's a machlokas in the Gemara. It says, V'deh Rishon Esriyulon Kiman D'Omer D'Makifim B'Lulav. The first opinion that brought down by Mechaber says you go with the Lulav and Esrog. O'minig Olam Hukidei Lotzeis Kol Adeus. The Mishnah Berurah says that there is a common custom that to be Yotzi both, Shagam Man D'Omer B'Lulav Ein Posel Im Makif B'Arava. Chain Man D'Omer B'Arava Ein Posel Im Makif B'Lulav. Again, he brings this down from the Beis Yosef to accomplish both, since each one says that the other one isn't wrong, so therefore he suggests that you do both. However, he points out that we'll discuss this more. Vayin l'kami in Siv Zayin in the Hagon, the Ramah, and he adds, V'eskimu achronin dim ein lulav ba'ir yakifu hoshana rabba ba'rava. He says, certainly, if you don't have a lulav and esrog, you don't have the dalaminim, you just have hoshanas, so then you could do the hakafos with the hoshanas. And the issue footnote number 11 says, however, if some people have a lulav and you don't, so in the Shaar Tzion, in Simon Tofrei Samach, he said, don't do it with the arava if everybody else is doing the lulav and esrog, because it looks like you're agin. Kivin shezeh yira ki yuhara. Now we're Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Shir Arava Zu. What is the length of the Arava, the proper shir for the Arava? Afilu Ola Echad Bevat Echad. Even one single branch of Aravos, and even if it only has one leaf on it, that technically would be Yotzi the shir. However, the Ramah says, Hagon Miu. Mechorhu Lios Ola Echad Bevat Echad. He brings that from the Torah in the name of Haigon, that's certainly not an optimal way to do this, and that's a terrible way to fulfill the mitzvah. That's all a person has. But lechatzila, certainly one should never do that. And therefore, the Ramah says, "Hakei nagu lasos haoshanos yofim mishum zekel b'aveh." We specifically look for nice, big, tall, beautiful hoshanas to fulfill the idea of this is my God, and I will glorify Him by doing the mitzvahs properly. Mishmur explains in Sifkot Tezayin, "V'tov lechatzila shi'a kol ponim shlosh b'adim." We try to take three rabos, or b'shem arizal kosu chamish b'adim. We take five aravos and we bundle them together, as we'll see later in today's shir. The Mechaber continues and says, "Shir arka, the length of the arava, kishir orach arava shabalul. It's the same size as the arava and the lulav, which is a minimum of three tefachim." Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yudzayin tells us, "Tainu shloshu tefachim," as I just said. However, he brings down the issue footnote number 12. Yesh nogu lasos shoshanas boshana rabba b'muravios shem anofim aruchim v'yofim shenikeres b'mitzah ba'ein yofeh. Says people take specifically larger, more beautiful aravos to designate and show that this is a separate mitzvah or custom, and the Chayyadim brings down, and also the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, she mitzvah namuchor v'noy mitzvah. This is a beautiful thing to do and the proper thing to do, albeit the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention specifically this custom. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says it should be at least three tefachim. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, the lo motzinu shekel bo ela b'frat zeh do'ola echad v'chule. It says that you don't find that you can be mekel in less than three tefachim. Where we said you can be mekel is if you only have one, that's fine. And if there's only one leaf on it, that would be fine. Bid the evid, bid the evid. The issue for number 13 brings down, Lot says, can you reuse an arava? So the husband, the father, used the Arava at the early minyan, now his son or his wife wants to use it later in the day. Can you do that? So he brings down Mishael's Tshuvas, Zekan Aaron, Shein, Lachbot Be'arava, Shechobar Bachar. You shouldn't do this. However, the Shepherd Levi, Rav Ozzes Hatzal, brings down, Pasha Sheochel Otzeisbo, there's no reason why you can't, V'lo Asru Lehanos Mimeno, La'achar Kiyom HaMitzvah, Ba'anoa Kizu, Shechavot HaNosefes. He says it's not a problem over here that you're benefiting from using the Arava in this fashion, because this is the mitzvah. So you're not getting hanah from it. Somebody else is doing the mitzvah with that arava. However, he says, he says, if possible, and you can afford it, and it's available, everybody should have their own arava to do the hoshanas with. Brings down, he says, absolutely not a problem, as long as there are leaves left, that somebody else could use the same arava. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Yesho min da'arava shal Hoshana Rabba, Yishli tol abadim bilti kishur, that you shouldn't bind them together. However, Havala Rav Moshe Zakusa, cholakolav, brings down Rav Moshe Zakusa, says, no, they should be bound together, specifically because of the tzarech l'koshum, v'chem in hokeinu. That's the source of the rubber bands, tying the five bundles of the aravas together, so that is the source of this custom. Now we go to the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Hagah, v'chol ha'posel b'arava shebelulav, posel b'arava zu. He brings down from the Ran that anything that would make the Arava no good in the lulav also makes the Arava no good over here for Hoshana Rabbah. Mishbur Sivkan Yuches says, V'alkein, yeshli zor shlo yegozov lo yovish. It shouldn't be a stolen one, it shouldn't be dried out. Now, kaponim, lo yeyovish elekomush bevadi kosher. He says, if it's somewhat withered, then it certainly is still kosher. Mikol Malkum, he says, nearly chachilo, yosatoshi yelachin. However, you should try as much as possible chachilo to get nice, new, fresh ones. Urai mimad yisu shom b'mishnah daf mehe. And he brings down a rai from the Mishnah and Sukkah and daf mehe. Dominich no so begigio shozob. They would specifically put the arava in these containers of gold. Kadesh lo yichmoshu, so they shouldn't wither. Bumishum hidu mitzvah. And this way it's a hidu mitzvah to take nice, beautiful aravos. The issue footnote number 14 points out from the stipler gold that it's not a problem of being considered kavush kibavushal, and that it wouldn't be good if it's in the water for a longer period of time. He says, kivish nitlazu hirak mishum minog, since it's only taken for minog, you don't have to be concerned about that if it's in the water for more than 24 hours. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and he writes, v'chovet bo ala karka, you take the Hoshana, the various tefillos that we say on asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for water, and then you chovet bo ala karka, you hit the Hoshana, the Arava, on the ground, o ala kli, or on a utensil of some sort, a chair, pamayim, o shalosh, two or three times. Mishmur explains Sivkon Yotes, in the name of the Arizal, Shem Arizal Kosu, the davka ala karka, yachvot, hey, chavotu, she should bang five times, specifically on the ground, and Dirshu foot number 15 brings out for the Ben Ishchai, Shekosh Shesorech Lachmul Dava Ogabi Karka Olam, on dirt of the world, Lo Ogabi Karka Mirutzefes, Ba'avodim Obe'etzim, and not on a wood floor or on a stone floor. And the Kaf HaChaim adds, Shekach Muvur Bezohar. This is based upon the Zohar. So again, if a person's in shul, doesn't have much of a choice, can't win up dirt floors. So if a person wishes afterwards to go and fulfill this custom, it's beautiful, go and bang it on the actual ground itself. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, V'tov lachbot techila karka hechavotos. He says, the custom is to go and hit the ground five times, and then afterwards, v'achakach ala kelim, loser alam. Then the ground won't remove the leaves so well. He says, the custom is to go hit it on some sort of a chair or a utensil or keli of some sort in order to remove some of the leaves. V'ein tzarech lahasir kolala. And you don't have to do this. If none of the leaves come off, it's technically not a problem at all. He says, the minhag is to go and have some of the leaves come off. He brings down in Dirshu foot number 16, a whole bunch of very interesting reasonings why we hit the arava on the ground. So he brings down first, Tshuvas Rav Tzemach Gon, Shaharava bo l'chapar Yisrael. The arava is a kapara for Klai Yisrael. V'aleha domin l'sosayim. And the leaves of the arava are similar to the lips of a person. Murames, and by this we associate Shemikan v'hola, yitain b'for piu ulai yesh tikva. So this alludes to that pasuk, that there should be this idea, the hitting the arava on the ground, that should give us hope. Beis, second reason, he says the name of the kadmonim, shechavotas ha'arava, Hadomalus Vasayim, again, it's similar to the lips. Merameses, it's to allude to the idea, Shekol Safa, Shetokum Ledovaro, Kinegid Yisrael, that anybody that's going to use their mouth to attack Chayso, such as the Satan in his prosecution of us, Lotucha Lishlot Aleim Vitipol Arts, they should fall to the ground, like we're knocking off the leaves, the lips of the Sarava, the lips of the Satan, so to say, should fall aside. The Pekul Yaakov brings down the name of the Marit, that when we hit with the strength on the ground until the leaves come off, it's Semel Lekilu Yadin. It's, so to say, reminding us of the end conclusion of the din. The fourth reason, brought down the Chacham Shlomo, that the four minim are ideally relating to four different types of people. We have good, bad, benoni, people have taste, they don't have smell, they do mitzvos, but they don't have Torah. They have Torah, they don't do mitzvos. And people that are evil don't have either one, and people that have both. V'arava, she'en lo tam v'reach. The arava is the example of it doesn't have mitzvos or Torah. But remez is al rishayim. That's the rishayim. And therefore, b'shisha yamim rishonim mitzayfim osol yagudu shoshar aminim. For the first 6 days, which represent the first 6,000 years of the world, each of those days is 1,000 years. So that's all together. We're with the Rishayim. But in the seventh, which represented by Hoshana Rabbah, so the Rishayim will be removed from the binding. We just do the Rishayim separately, and they'll get their due. They'll be punished in that situation. Then, in Dishafut number 17, he says that the custom is to remove the leaves. He says in the Chayyadam, Shuminok Shaltinokos, Mishum Simcha. This is for the children to have a good time and to make them love the mitzvahs. Okay. Now we go to the Ramah. Minogu. He says, Hagah, v'yesh omim, shetorach l'nanei abah, that you have to do nanuim with the arava. V'nagu lasus, he brings down the tour in the name of Rashi. V'nagu lasus shteim, v'naniim ba, v'achar kachof, no, so some do nanuim, and some then hit it on the ground afterwards. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Eino nitel es ela b'vnei atzmo, you take the arava all by itself. Shlo yego dover achim, you don't bind anything else to it. Avalim yesh biyadu dover achir in lochosh. But if your hand has something in between, it's not an interposition, it's not a chatzitz, it's not a problem. Mishabur explains, Sifkot and Chof, kidei shiyan nikor shul l'shem mitzvah. You take it separately by itself. It's recognizable that this is l'shem mitzvah of the Ahoshana. O mashu kosov in lochosh, you don't have to be concerned about a chatzitza. T'lochashin l'chatzitza. That's what it means, that you don't have to be concerned about a chatzitza. You can't take the arava in the lulav while it's still attached to the lulav. Even though you lifted it up once to be yotzei the mitzvah of dalad minim, and now you're lifting it up to be yotzei this mitzvah of the Hoshana, that doesn't work. Even though you picked it up once for the shame of lulav and once for the purpose of the arava. However, then he brings down the yeshomrim, and you can see the Ber Hagola. This is the name of the Avi Ezri and the Rosh. That in fact you can do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chof Aleph, Hainu hecha digbiyo so pam shein l'shem rabba. If you're doing it this way, according to the Avi Ezri and the Rosh, you have to pick up the lulav and esok once for the lulav and esok, and then you're picking it up the second time l'shem Hoshana. And this way, the yesh hekub is there shul l'shem mitzvah. You're doing it specifically for the Hoshana. The Dai says certainly, dafilu l'dei rishona d'ani yotzi bar rabba shem lulav. According to the first opinion, that you're not yotzi with the arava and the lulav, that's when you pick it up together with the other three minim. She says the dafka kozman she aguda b'lulav im shar minim. It's bound with the other minim. However, if you were to take out the arava from your lulav, avolim hiter agdo shel lulav la'achar netila, after the seventh day on Hoshana Rabbah, you finish using the lulav, you then take out the arava and you use that. The notal arava b'fnei atzmo, you take that by itself. Pshita she yotzi b'zeh. That's absolutely perfectly good. The issue foot number 18 asks, that we're learning siftes in tomorrow's shiur, that you're not allowed to get any hanar from the arava after you take it. It's hooked sola mitzvasa. So the Eishel Avraham Mibachach brings down that this iser of not getting any hanar from it, the arava that was in the lulav and esok was hooked sola mitzvasa, but that doesn't mean you can't use it for the arava. That's also, so to say, a mitzvah, and therefore it's not considered you're getting hanar from it, and therefore it's allowed. Mitzvah slav le'nonos nitnu. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Mishomer, he brings down in the name, in the Ber Hagol, he says, Harav Shlomo ben Harashbats, in the name of the Gaonim, the Rashba as well. Yesh Mishomer, all of these Gidolim say, She'enu yachol litlo ima lulav b'shar shu yotzei bo yidei chavoso. You can't hold the lulav and esrog and the dalaminim together with the Hoshana separately and fulfill the mitzvah. First you take the lulav and esrog, you do the nanuim, you make the brach, you do the nanuim, and then the imnotla over mishum bal tosif. Because in that situation, if you were to take the arava at the same time, there would be a potential for being over bal tosif. However, b'achar ninu arishon, once you fulfill the mitzvah, the daliminim, then yachlu litlo imalub. Then you can take the arava at that point in time because it's no longer a question of bal tosif, as we'll see in a second. B'koshkei mishas hakofa, and certainly when you're doing the hakofos for the oshanis, that's not a problem because you're ready with yotzi the mitzvah of lulav and esrog. Mishabur Sivkon Chav Beis tells us Hatam, the Hakaimalon, the Shalobis Mano Shalamitsu, and over Abaltosif, because if you're not doing the mitzvah, then there is no problem with Baltosif. Unless, Ashi Chavi, Lahosif Alamitsu, unless you're intending to be over Baltosif, then you're not over Baltosif. But Hoch, since in this situation, Kivisha over Mitzvah, so that you already fulfilled the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, Havi Shalobis Mano, it's no longer the time for the mitzvah, and therefore it's not a problem with Baltosif. Vu, Alo, Lokiv, Lahosif Alamitsu, Lulav, Kimishu, Lokicha, Arava. And you weren't intending to be Mosif on the Lulav and Esrog, you were intending to fulfill the mitzvah of Arava, and therefore it's not a problem. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, Biafo, P Shemasha Kosov, Shiminitla over Mishum Baltosif, even though it says elsewhere that you are over Baltosif in this fashion, The Mechaber himself holds Tosu Be'enai. This is a mistake. And he brings down the Sifkot and Chof Gimel, who also Lishitasu. The Mechaber goes Lishita, as we just explained, the Pasuk Leb, Simon Tov Reish and Aleph, Sif Tezvav, the Barav of Ahados, Mosif Bo Koma Kamashiyitza. Because if you want, you can take more than the three Hadassim. You can take five Hadassim. If you want to take more than the two Arabas, you can take more than the two Arabas. So therefore, by adding on the Arabas over here, it's not over about Tosif. And therefore, he says he thinks it's a mistake. Nevertheless, the Mechaber then continues. He says, "Mikol makom, ein hefsed lachush l'dvar." No, there's nothing wrong with being concerned about this, even though I think he's wrong. So don't take them together. Because of vote. Furthermore, he writes, "The gam achar netila v'ni'anua tzorch litvos harav levada la'akish yichove." He says, even if you're taking them together, at some point you should take it by itself to demonstrate that it's a separate mitzvah. The Mishnah explains sivkon chov dalid k'moshu kosev sivhei. As we already said, shemitam ze einu nitelas elav v'ni'atzu. That's why you take it alone by itself, and Mechaber concludes, and he says, "Ubishasa chavato you'd lend him b'frei atzvah." Certainly, when you're hitting it on the ground, you certainly should do that by itself. Yotzi bo yidei chavaso, and that fulfills your obligation. Now we go to the Ramo. First, brings us down not our accepted minog, and then he brings down what he suggested you do. So I go. The Ramo says, "Vaminog poshut." He says the simple way that people do it is li'tol arava yemalula, that you take the dalad binim and you take the arava, and by doing this by shachus ubishasa ninua. And Ubishasa Kofa, Shasa Chavot, he says you're holding them all together on Hoshana Rabbah, you're holding the Dalit Minim, and you're as well, you're holding an extra set of Hoshanas. He says that's the way it was done during Shachar's time, during the Nanuam of Hala, and when the seven circles around the Bima. And only after that do you put the Lulav and Esrog down, the note on Harwal of Vadva, then you take the Arava by itself. Mishabur and Sivkot and Chafei tells us, Tama Minog, Hayoki de Elas, Eskolodeos. This Minog tries to fulfill all the opinions because the Yeshom and the Makivim Balulav, Yeshom and the Makivim by Rabbah, Fenabah, Siv Gimel. This way, fulfill everybody because each one says that there's nothing wrong with having the other there as well. So therefore, the first opinion that the Ramah brings down is to do both of them. But then he says, Yosu Tov, he says his preferred option, and this is the halachal ma'isa for most people, Yosu Tov, Shalo, Litlo, and Aluv Klav, that you don't take them ever together. And the Mishmur explains the Sivkon Chavov, Kadesh Yekayim Bishleimus, Mitzvah Satilas Arava, the Chanal said, hey, so you should be separately recognizable that you're doing it just the Mitzvah Arava by itself. And the Rizal was very mocked not to do this, and it's brought down in the issue footnote number 20 that this is. You take the Arava after the last Kaddish. You say the Kaddish Deskabel at the end of the Hoshanas, and only then do you take the Arava. That's the opinion of the Arizal. The issue footnote number 19 brings down that when you do take the Arava, Rosh Hashanah and Zatzal would hold the Arava straight up, Kiderech Dilasun, like we always said we're supposed to do the Dalaminim. And when you would do the shakings, so Rav Yashiv said, Ein Tzorch Laneil Abaruchas. You don't have to do in all the four directions, you just shake it, and that is significant. That's sufficient. So again, the Ramah's preferred opinion is not to take the Lulav and the Aravas together, as he brought down in his first opinion. And he says, if you did take it with the Lulav, nearly, it appears to me, the La'acha Shehikiv, after you do the Hakafos of the Hoshanas, so Yosir Alulav Yodu Yechuz Aravah, then you certainly have to put at some point down the Lulav and the Esrog, and you hold on to just the Aravah. We continue on the next Amud, Shehim HaHoshanah Sh'osin, which is the Hoshanas, as we just mentioned, Levat, by themselves. Kozman Shom and Tachnun Alamayim, and you're doing this while you still say the various Kapitloch that deal with water, because Al Hamayim Nidonim B'chak, we're judged on water on Sukkot. And then you do the nanuim, umananuim haushanas, bishar sha'omim haushanas, v'achakach kovnosam. You do nanuim with the haushana, as we just mentioned, and then you hit it on the ground, and that fulfills this beautiful minhag of taking the haushanas. We conclude with Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chof Zayin, and he tells us, wrote Salomah, the lo kamosh ochzen halulov im harova at shasa chavota. You don't hold any more together, even according to the opinion, it says you did hold them together, but you just take at this point in time, the harova by itself. Uzmanenu, the Mishmur concludes and says, nowadays, Haminu Kamosha Kosa Ramah, Shein Odin Arabi Malul of Klal. He says the very commonly accepted minhag is that we do the Lulav and Esrog totally separately. We finish off the Hakafos holding the Lulav and Esrog at some point, different opinions, different customs. At some point, you put the Lulav and Esrog down, and towards the end of the Pizmonim about the Mayim, you hold the Hoshana, the Arava, and then you do the Nanuim and the Chavot on the ground. And that is the beautiful custom, and that will conclude today's shir about Hoshana Rabbah. We still have more Mitzvah Shem to finish off the Siman tomorrow.